Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Therese Alexander.
Another episode of Sacred Leadership with Therese here on the Inspired Choices Network. Today, I am sharing with you the thing I said I would never do. About a year ago, a direction came and I rejected it outright. Today is the story of how the divine patiently walked me back to the work I was made for and what happened the day I finally said yes. Today's solo episode is a personal one. About a year ago, an idea came about who I was meant to work with, and I said no, flatly. I had my reasons, and off I went in the other direction. Certainly, I must have known better. The divine had other plans in store for me and a lot more patience than I did. In today's episode, I share the direction I resisted and the honest, unflattering reasons why I pushed it away, how it came back over and over and over again, but not by force, but through quiet conversations, experiences, and interactions, and finally through my own daughter who saw what I was trying not to. The moment in my office with a friend that showed me what I was already doing, I just hadn't quite named it. What I've come to understand about how much men carry and the one thing most of them were never given, a real-time lesson in receiving a direction without immediately trying to force it into being. The reminder my own spirit gave me, you'll build it and they will come. This is an episode about resistance, surrender, and the strange grace of being walked home to the very thing you said you'd never do. And toward the end, I share something new that's coming. I won't name it because it's not fully formed yet, and that's exactly the point of this episode. But if you're a man carrying something heavy, or you love one who is, stay close. There's going to be a place for that very soon. So today, before we dive in, I'm going to plant a seed of a question that I want you to just allow whatever surfaces to surface. What's the thing that you've been saying that you'd never do that keeps quietly finding its way back to you? So again, welcome. And this has been such a real time journey over the last few weeks. And I keep going back in time because, like I said, it's all in real time. So we're just on the other side of the halfway point in the year. And leading up to the halfway point, I was doing a lot of episodes talking about reevaluation, allowing things to surface, figuring out what you don't need anymore, releasing it and letting it go, surrendering to the divine and waiting for new information to come in, the void in between, all of these things. And for me, this is, in real time, exactly where I find myself. So as I mentioned, about a year ago, an idea came to me. And the idea was, and it was really mostly around the podcast. And the idea was work with the divine masculine and specifically work with men. And I remember I was having a conversation with someone and I just outright said, no, I do not want to work with men. I do not want to work with them because a lot of the men that I'm surrounded with or by can show strong resistance to a lot of the ideas and things that I talk about. And I didn't want to engage in what would feel like a fight. And so I was just like, no, don't want it. I'm going to work with women. And off I went in the exact opposite direction. And the interesting thing about that is that if you think about it, I chose to go in the exact opposite direction of the door that I was being shown. And this actually goes back a lot further than a year ago. I would find myself saying things like being in conversations with men. And when I say intimate conversations, I don't mean sexual intimate conversations. I mean conversations where men would be being vulnerable. They'd be sharing things with me and they would literally have just met me or, you know, had a couple of interactions with me. And I would literally be saying to myself, I'm like, I'm not really sure why this person is telling me this. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is pretty deep and this is pretty heavy and this is pretty private. I'm not really sure why you're giving this to me. It didn't make any sense. But whatever. Off I continued receiving the information, not doing anything with it, but still being this, for lack of putting a better way, this container, this holder of stories. And even though this consistently happened, I consistently resisted it and went off in the direction of trying to actively find women. And what's funny is that when we go against the nudges, when we go against the ideas, they become really hard. I thought it would be really easy. I thought, oh, who wouldn't want to do this? Like, women are so open and, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, I would say to my assistant, like, these are the people I want you to talk to, and this is what I want you to do. And, you know, give her this long list of people to reach out to. And it just wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. I didn't put a lot of energy into why it wasn't working. I was just like, okay, I guess that's, I do recall being within myself, like, okay, maybe that's not the direction, but still not necessarily ready to come back to the direction. And so inevitably, what ends up happening is the divine just ushers in several opportunities and several experiences that begin to show up as a pattern. Now, remember, this pattern had been already going on for years. This was not the first time. This was not the second time. This was just years. And this is long before me myself knew how to look for a pattern, knew how to look for repetitive experiences. And what I finally came to understand is that resistance is not the end of the conversation. It is sometimes the beginning of a very, very long one. And for me, that's what the last year has been. It has been a long, intentional conversation with myself where I have been trying to, this is after that void, figure out what's next. So I've released an idea of something else. I'm sitting in the void. The ideas are coming. They're not going smoothly and they're not going easily. You know, there's this balance between working something through, and then there's the other side of that of knowing when to let it go. And that's the discipline. That's the discernment piece that we have to practice. So after I said no, the divine continues to bring these experiences back into my experience through repetition and ultimately through someone who I love. So a few weeks ago, in the very beginning of this year, I would say about Q1, the idea popped up again. Someone had said in a conversation, we were just having a conversation really about divine masculine, divine feminine, what that means, what it looks like. And then another conversation. Different person, same week. And then another conversation, yet again, different person, same week. So now I'm starting to say to myself, maybe there's something here that I'm supposed to be paying attention to. But when I'm ready, I can equally be very, very stubborn. And so one day I was, chatting with my daughter. We do this thing called TNT. So we have tea and we spill the tea. And, you know, we're having conversations about men, and I'm talking about, you know, just some of the challenges that men can have and how, you know, as women, we can soften around that. And, you know, and I'm being very careful with her because she's young. I'm being very careful when I'm having this conversation to make sure that she understands that I'm not saying collapse boundaries and don't love yourself, and that none of that was part of this conversation. What I was trying to explain to her was, you know, because as women, sometimes we go into a situation with an interaction with a man and we go, they should know. And I said to her, I said, why should they know? How should they know? I said, you're making an assumption that your experience is everybody else's experience. You're making an assumption that the household that you grew up in, that gave you a container that was safe, that was trusting, that was secure, that gave you the freedom, encouraged you to have conversations, encouraged you to share your feelings. And not just for my daughter, but for my sons equally. You're making the assumption that this container that was built very intentionally for you has equally been done for every other man that you meet in your experience. And I said, so how would somebody know that? And the analogy that I gave, I said, that's like saying to a three-year-old, and I'm not calling men three-year-olds, I'm just using this as to be hyperbolic. I said, but that's like saying that a three-year-old should know how to, ride a motorcycle, right? We don't tell them how, we don't give them the tools, we don't give them the instruction, we don't walk with them in patience. Like, it's the exact same thing. I said, so we make this assumption that people should know things without doing a little bit of digging and probing and just conversating to figure out if they actually have the tools, if they actually know what you're talking about. And so it was in this moment that my daughter says verbatim, Mom, I think you're supposed to work with the divine masculine. She says, you have so much compassion, so much empathy, and so much understanding. I think that's where you're supposed to work. And I paused for a moment and I said, darling, I think you're right. I think that that is a direction that I am absolutely supposed to go into. And so that was the moment. Not all the conversations that preceded it, not all of the experiences that preceded it, but one of those extremely genuine, authentic, joyful moments, just conversation between two ladies where my daughter says something just very quietly and true. Sometimes the message has to come through someone that you know and that you love and that knows your heart and loves you, so that you can actually hear it. So what ultimately shifted in that moment more than anything else was simply a willingness. It's not like I jumped into, okay, let's do this. How does that, what do I do? No. Remember, I was in resistance. The only concession was exactly that statement. I think you might be right. And what that signaled to the divine was simply a gentle acceptance, saying, okay, I am ready to begin to engage with this. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know any of the details, but if this is the direction that you want me to go in, then reveal the next step. So I parked the idea, left it, didn't do a single thing with it. Just went off on my own life doing my own thing. I didn't force it. I just stopped saying no. And what you'll realize, remember the question I started, that I posed to you, that I started with, what in your life are you resisting strongly? What's the thing that you said that you would never do? And it just keeps poking at you just a little bit, not too forcefully, because that's how spirit works. Spirit just gently says, hey, hello, remember me? And doesn't really, it's not really forceful. So I pause here just to remind you of that question. What are you sitting with that keeps poking into your consciousness? Number one. And number two, what's the thing that you said that you would never, ever do? Now, if you recall through this recounting, I've said already that I was already doing this work. I was already doing it, maybe not in a very conscious way, like, you know, setting up a business and saying, hey, open now, all men come talk to me. It wasn't like that at all. But I think that when I started to sit back and just kind of take a look at the interactions over the years, it's always been one of these things where men have felt comfortable just, and maybe it's just who I am. And what I mean when I say that is just my presence. I'm an observer. Yes, I can be a yapper, as my sons will say to me at times. But when I'm just getting to know somebody, I am really good at just sitting and holding space and allowing you to unpack whatever might be heavy on your heart. And so where this really began to become very magical was I was working on a course. I was working through some coursework, and it was like, you know, really trying to get you to define what it is that you want to do. What do you like? What do you not like? So on and so forth. And then this is where that the balance now begins to come in between jumping into action and then still waiting for information. So when we come back, I will share with you more on this evolution of the thing I said I'd never do. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am sharing more details about the thing I said I would never do. This is why I don't love absolutes. Never, always. The universe is always in motion and movement. We can never say never and always. We can never use absolutes is the point that I'm getting at. So here I am eating crow very clearly because I said I would never work with men. And I didn't want to because I didn't want to have to engage with resistance. But even now, as I'm thinking about it, this is where trust comes in, because I know very clearly based on my experience throughout my lifetime that when you're ready to receive, the perfect people will come into your experience. And so this roadblock that I immediately put up saying, oh, they're all going to be so difficult and they're going to be hard to work with. That's hogwash. The people that would I work with when they're ready, even a little bit, they will show up in the experience and they will be ready. And those that are not won't even stop. They won't even talk to me. They won't engage. And that's cool. I'm very okay with that. So in real time, in this last week. So remember, a few months back, my daughter says, hey, mom, I think you're supposed to work with the divine masculine. Also remember, a year ago, I said, heck no, no, thank you. I only want to work with women. Beginning of this year, conversations, many of them, one after another, different people, different times, different circumstances, all about divine masculine work, every one of them. Then the conversation with my daughter. And then in the last week, two conversations that really brought this fully home for me. So sitting in my office, minding my own business. And a friend came through to visit and we're chatting in the office. And he says to me, you know, I had already known, we had seen each other the week before. So I'd already known that he was moving through some physical ailments in his life. Nothing crazy serious, but just uncomfortable, right? Wasn't enjoying it. So as he's talking, now I had already done work over the years for myself, And there is science now to validate this, that there is absolutely a connection between emotions that or experiences, emotions and experiences that have not been fully processed, and how that energy gets stored in the body and physically manifests. That's one of the things, right? Physically manifests in your life later. And so we're sitting there, we're chatting, and I had been reminded of Louise Hay, the body keeps score. And so I said to him, I said, have you ever heard of this, like how the body keeps score and, you know, this theory that I was sharing with him? And he says, no. I said, okay, is it okay if I share something with you? And he said, sure. And so I pulled out my phone, pulled out my phone, grabbed the book and highlighted his physical manifestation, showed it to him. And I said, does this sound like you? Not the physical piece, but the emotional piece. And at first he was like, no. He's like, actually what he said was, well, some of it, but some of it, no. And so that was fine. But he continued talking. And as he continued talking, and not just about present day circumstances, like now he's really unpacking. Now he's telling me all kinds of stuff. And I felt so honored in that moment to be able to hold that space for him, and that he would feel so comfortable with me to share what was like clearly heavy. Like it was heavy. And then as he continued talking, he wasn't just talking about present day things. He started going back in time. He started going back 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years of the same pattern, right? The same thing. By the time he looked at the definition again, he went, actually, I can see it very clearly. And he owned the emotion. He owned it in that moment. He said, I do feel angry. I do feel betrayed. I do feel these things. And I validated him. I'm like, you have absolutely every right in the world to feel like that. 100%. So now what are you going to do? And the conversation wasn't, and I think I prefaced it to him in such a way where I said, you know, it's not always about going back to the people that you had a conversation with or did this thing to you or whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's just as simple as giving yourself permission to feel those feelings. And be okay with that. And more often than not, in my experience, as soon as like I can acknowledge something within me that is angry, hurt, sad, disappointed, whatever the array of emotions are, as soon as I find it and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Charisse, I didn't realize, you know, you have every right to feel that feeling. The pain goes away, like almost every single time. Now, allow me to put the disclaimer in here. This is not a substitution for seeking medical attention if you need it. That is not what this is about. This is me sharing with you my own journey and ultimately with this friend of mine, how we worked through something in real time. And so, as I said, by the end of this conversation, he was able to see for himself. I didn't say anything. All I did was show him a page in the book, validated his feelings in those moments. He was sharing his history with me. And by the end, he was like, wow, I didn't even realize. I'll be honest, I haven't followed up with him this week. So I don't know how he's feeling, but I will follow up with him. What I did promise to do, and I did do, is I said, you know what, I've got an even deeper book at home. I'm going to go home today. I'm going to take a picture of it and I'm going to share it with you. And that's exactly what I did. And I just said, here you go when you're ready to engage with it, because the deeper book is like really, really deep. And I'm often very cautious about sharing these kinds of things with people, because sometimes people get really, really defensive about the kinds of questions that are in there. And yesterday I had the exact same experience with somebody, and they were talking about things that were like, again, very deep, very heavy, very emotional, and they wanted to be very dismissive of it. And I just said, I invited them to maybe not be so dismissive, because the thing that had already surfaced in their consciousness. So from their subconscious to their consciousness was there. And this person was like, you know, I keep looking for it. It can't be that. And I said, well, why can't it? Did your consciousness or did your subconscious give you something else? And they were like, no. And I said, so why don't you start there and see what else comes? But you have to start with the thing that comes up. If that's not it, then you'll know and you'll move on to something else. But if it keeps coming up, that's your subconscious saying, here, this is for you to look at. So it's in those moments that I have these interactions that I can feel how much men are carrying. And lately, there's been a lot of conversation around this epidemic of men that are carrying things and that they are not given the space, the platforms. They're feeling largely unheard, largely unseen, like nobody cares. And as much as we might resist that societally, myself included at one point, it was so funny. Just I remember sitting in the car with my sister, and we were listening to a podcast where a doctor, it was actually a Diary of a CEO, and he had a doctor on that was talking about this very thing. And he was saying, you know, men don't feel heard, they don't feel seen, you know, they feel like nobody cares, suicide rates have gone up. He was, you know, spouting all of these statistics, and we're listening to this, and both my sister and I are like, no, never. We would never do that. We would never. No, we would be open-hearted. We would say, oh, thanks so much, love, for like sharing this very vulnerable thing. And I kid you not, literally 1 minute later, we were talking about an interaction or a relationship that my sister was in. And you should have heard both of us. We were like, oh my gosh, like, why is he being so sensitive? Like, within like a minute. And so I turned to my sister and I went, holy shit, we just did it. We just totally were 100% dismissive. So that's how quickly it happens, right? We think that we're being so open and so ready and so receiving, but you have to be conscious about it. You have to be intentional about it. And as soon as I realized it, I was like, oh, wow, we're totally doing it. And I think that was also like that moment was also one of those moments that helped me to shift, because I was like, here, I was thinking that I'm like showing, and obviously in a lot of ways I have been, because, you know, remember I said these very open and vulnerable conversations have been happening for many years, but I found another way where I could be more open, more receptive, more intentional, more authentic in these conversations. And it was like in real time. And like I said, I just turned to my sister and said, oh my gosh, we totally just did it. Did you see that? Oh, wow. And so I'm bringing this to you because it's come into my awareness. It's something that I've been witnessing over the years. It's coming with more frequency. And when something increases in frequency or intensity, to me, that's like more of a signal that, hey, this is a direction you're supposed to go in. This is something that we need to engage with. And then the other part of that that I think that we sometimes forget is like men are people. They have all the same feelings that we do. And what I mean when I say we is I mean women. They equally can become hurt. They equally can become wounded. They equally suffer traumas. And I think the biggest difference is that they haven't necessarily been shown how to process those feelings. They don't necessarily feel safe. And so I would even ask you, whoever's watching and listening right now, do you share the most vulnerable emotional parts of your experience with just anybody if you don't feel like they're going to hold it and honor it and give you what you need? And I think that's maybe sometimes ultimately the different. Actually, I don't even think it's different, to be honest. I think that I was about to say, I think that men need different things, but I don't think that they do. And what I mean when I say that is I generally interact with men and women exactly the same way when working through things like this. I generally don't say a whole lot. I ask more questions, and I ask questions in a way that they don't feel like they need to answer me. The most important person that they need to answer to in that experience is themselves. And so you know, when I recount these two experiences that I've had in this last week of men unpacking heavier things, I wasn't interjecting a whole lot of my opinion. I was simply allowing myself to be guided in terms of what they needed in those moments. And it wasn't really a whole lot of fixing. It was offering something and saying, does this resonate with you? And them making the decision for themselves, whether it felt like truth for them and their story or not. And that is the beginning of how we begin to, I think, move through this with far more intention, openness, receptivity, and authenticity. So we are going to go ahead and take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more about why I think that this works, this work matters, and why in the context of leadership. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back again to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am sharing the details about the thing I said I would never do. Just a quick recap, if you have been tuning in over the last few weeks, then you would recognize that this is really a continuation of like my whole mid-year reset. Going back a few weeks leading up to the halfway point of the year, I was really posing a lot of questions about reevaluating plans that were made at the beginning of the year, reevaluating what you needed to double down on, and alternatively, what we needed to release and surrender, what we needed to sit in a void of silence and wait for more information on. And so these episodes are literally happening in real time. So after I did all the reassessment, release, et cetera, this literally came to me like yesterday. And it was in the most of mundane ways of, you know, what's next. And it was mostly around, you know, a direction to take the podcast in. Like, how did I want the next iteration or evolution to show up to serve you, the collective? And the idea that emerged was really specifically around engaging with men, and engaging with men in a very different way that I think that the world really needs right now, and for so many reasons, and being able to recognize not just myself, but you as well. So if you are a man that's watching or listening to this, or you are a woman who has a very important man, young, old, whatever, and you can see the things that I'm talking about, then this next, I don't want to call it series, but the next phase of the podcast is going to be able to hopefully serve that particular need. So As I've said earlier in this episode, and as I said to my daughter that one morning when we were having TNT, I'd said to her very clearly, I said, you know, men don't have they have the full range of emotions that we do. They just don't necessarily have the vocabulary for it. So where I might say, I feel joyful, I feel exuberant, I feel ecstatic, a man is just might say, I feel happy. Where I might say, I feel peaceful, I feel calm, I feel at ease, a man might say, I feel content, or I'm okay. Or I might say, I'm blimey livid. A man might say, I'm mad. Now, they all mean the same thing. But in the English language can be really limiting when it comes to really nailing how we feel about something. But words have a frequency, they have a resonance. And even in the usage of those words, you can feel the difference in them, right? When you say joyful versus happy, they're different. Even if I said happy, it's still different to exuberant, right? Like they've got different frequencies. And so being able to access the full range of, I guess, vocabulary within what that looks like is what allows us to really fully understand each other or begin to understand each other better. And there was an analogy that I'd heard once, again, a podcast, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it might've been Mel Robbins. And I think it was the exact same doctor that was on the Stephen Bartlett podcast, but he was saying men get this crayon box that's got 8 colors in it. Women get 64, and it's just vocabulary. So where I might say, I feel lavender today, a man might say, oh, I feel he's trying to actually figure out how to make purple. He's only got red and blue in his crayon box. He doesn't have a purple, and he's trying to figure out how to explain the same thing with his very limited vocabulary. And so the whole point of this, and I think what I'm being drawn to do, is to begin to be able to become the channel or the container or create the container that allows men to explore this a little bit more. So the idea here, so we're clear for those of you that are listening, is it is not to tell men how they're feeling or that they don't have feelings. It's to help them find the language for it and to give them permission to acknowledge that within themselves. And there's so many things that I can actually think of as I'm sitting here and recalling, like, so many men talking about how nobody cares about my feelings. I'm not allowed to have the feelings, or the only feelings I'm allowed to have are anger and neutral. And if I show anger, then I'm being abusive. Like, these are men that are saying these things, right? And so when you start to take a step back and look at that, if you were told you're only allowed to feel these two things, and you're only allowed to express them in very specific ways. And I'm not saying this is not giving permission to be volatile, abusive, violent, any of those things. That is not what this is. I'm just saying, I know that when I am mad, I am allowed to be mad. Now, and that, again, that doesn't mean that I get to be violent, but I get to tell people that I'm effing pissed right now. if a man says that, I wonder sometimes, like, what the response is. Like, people might think that he's being toxic, but if I say it, it's perfectly okay. I'm just simply communicating how I feel in a moment. So I think that it's important to begin to have these conversations, to begin to see some of the limitations. And I don't mean within men. I just mean even in terms of the lens that we look at these interactions through, that really muffle both of us, right? It muffles the entire interaction, I'm saying, between men and women, women and men, women and women, men and men, all of us, right? It just, it limits the entire experience. So all of that to say that as I was working through this program yesterday, and one of the parts is like, you know, where do you really find joy, or what do you think you're really good at? And I was like writing, oh, I think I'm really good at this. The idea came, and I had already known that a lot of the podcast content moving forward would be solo with some peppering of guests in there. but I didn't know what the heck I was going to talk about. I still don't know what the heck I'm going to talk about. Let me be honest. I'm really allowing myself to be really guided right now. So this is different for me, right? Because normally I like to plan like weeks out. So see, we're all learning together, right? Now I find myself in this place where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't plan so much. Maybe I should just kind of leave a little bit of room for life to happen. But it revealed itself and it was an idea. And I am going to share more of it. The details of how will come later. But the idea that started to come together was a framework around collecting questions and letters from men, communications from men, the things that are heavy on their hearts, the things that they wish they could say, but they don't know how, they don't have the vocabulary, they don't even know who, and it's just sitting in there and they don't have anything to do with it. And as soon as that idea started to like crystallize in my mind, I was like, my entire body lit up. And how I knew is because I instantly wanted to go into let's build it. And then when that happens, I can really run away. But my point is every fiber of my being knew, every part of me was like, yeah, this is the direction. This is what I'm supposed to do. It was like a full body yes. You can feel it in your belly. It's, you know, excitement and nervousness or excitement and fear are the same emotion. Like they're different. They're on different ends of the spectrum, but the same frequency. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope that visually makes sense to you. And so as soon as I started to recognize like, yes, 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 this is it. Do it, do it, do it. I immediately jumped into, oh, I should build. I gotta get it out there. I gotta figure out how to do this. I gotta figure out how to do that. I've got a timeline and I'm gonna run out of content and hurry, time, get to it. And then I stopped and I was like, wait, I don't need to do any of those things right now. It was like, just stop. You got the idea. That's great. You don't need to do anything. And it was this energy of like, if I don't hurry up and do this thing right now, it's going to be gone. But once I kind of just sat with it for a minute, it's like the reminder came, like, you got the idea, you'll build the container and they will come. There's no need to be pulled into hurry up energy, how energy, when energy, do energy. That will come. Right now, just let that idea, like, start to get used to it. Because again, remember, a lot of resistance over the years. A year ago, I was like, heck no. Now it's like, yes, 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 this is it. This is it. And then the reminder that really kind of sealed all of that together was that every single time I work through my own resistance, and by the time I get to the end of that resistance and I really surrender within it and I say, okay, oof, I'm ready to receive, exactly what I'm looking for arrives. And that is how, remember I said a few weeks ago when I just said, okay, sure, I didn't even ask any questions. I just said, okay, I think you're right. And months later, because I think it was like back in February, maybe even January, that I'd had this conversation. I don't even remember, but it was early this year that I had this conversation with my daughter. Very, very early this year, now that I think about it. And I didn't jump into that energy. But when the idea came, I was very, very tempted. And the idea that was in a way that I got excited about. And when it came, it was just a reminder to like, just sit with it, let it marinate. All the next information will come. It's not my job to force it, to force the how. My job is to stay open and wait for more information to come. So even when I say here in this dialogue that it's actually not a dialogue, it's more of a monologue. But when I say here in this conversation with myself, that the details will follow, that's because I don't have all the details. It's all I know at this point in time is this is a direction that I'm going to move in. More information will come. And when it's fully fleshed out, I will certainly share with all of you. I think that it's exactly what is needed right now. I know, like, there's this part of me that absolutely knows that it will. Just in my little, okay, so I told a little fib. I did have a few conversations after the idea just to, you know, field test and be like, what do you think about this idea? Like, I think it'll be a really great idea. What do you think? And the feedback that I got was really positive. The feedback that I got was, that's exactly what's needed right now. And yes, we will absolutely help and support you within that. So we are going to take our last break. And when we get back, I will bring it all home for you, full circle, in terms of what I resisted, certainly persisted, and how this all unfolded to this point in time. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I have been sharing with you the thing that I have been resisting, the thing that I said I would never do. That is what we were talking about today. But before we wrap this all up, I just wanted to say that if you are enjoying the content that I am bringing you week after week, please go and give me an amazing review on your listening platform of choice. I would really, really appreciate it. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, as I've been saying throughout the course of these last few weeks, is this quite unintentionally became some kind of series, all staged, not by my staging, by the divine, we'll say. So the last few weeks leading up to the midpoint of the year was about looking at objectives and or goals that you've set for yourself and evaluating which ones you want to keep, which ones you want to let go of, which ones you need to wait for more information, and where you need to actually fully surrender and let the divine do what it wants to do, which is maybe very difficult for some of us who are very controlling. And today on this particular show, I've been sharing with you my own resistance on guidance that I received. It wasn't even guidance. I don't even think anybody was asking me the question. I think I just made the statement. So maybe I felt like somebody was asking me the question because I was like, no, I don't want to work with men. I do not want to. I am not interested. And I'll tell you, like I said, the honest reason was I'm like, they're stubborn. They're stuck in their ways. They're not interested. Da, 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 da. And that was just who I happened to be around at that point in time, even though I have lots of evidence that's very contrary to that. And over the course of the last year, I have been being shown through many experiences that that's not the case. There's absolutely a demographic. There's a demographic that needs it, wants it, loves it, is excited, and is actually already engaging with me in the way that, in a way that I think that I'm supposed to. So I'm going to remind you all of the question that I posed at the very beginning of this particular episode. And it was, if there's a direction that you've been resisting, a thing you said you would never, ever do, notice how gently it just keeps coming back, bringing it back. Nothing too forceful, just, you know, like gentle waves lapping on a shore, exactly like that. And so the invitation to you, as you start to pay attention and notice, is maybe stop saying no just long enough to hear what keeps returning. Just stay open. Try that. stay open, write it down, journal about it, whatever you want to do, but let's maybe just try to stay open for a moment. The second invitation within that is when the full body yes comes, receive it completely. Don't jump into how and when, as I am often tempted to do. Just write down what you're getting, right? What you're thinking, what you're feeling, where the excitement is within that. What you like, I'm not saying don't record the ideas. What I'm saying is don't refrain from jumping into the action of it. That's what I'm suggesting. Resist the grab. And that's what I'm talking about. So the ideas are coming and you want to hurry up and, you know, run down the street with it and start planning, put this thing in place in that place and build it overnight. Trust me, I am in that energy more often than not where I'm like, no, we're going to work on this until 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, oh, we've been working since 9 and we got to get it done. Don't do that. Please refrain from doing that. And trust the sequence. You'll build the container. What is meant for you will come. Don't rush it. Just enjoy the journey. I think it was last week that I actually said the exact same thing. Like, I feel like we're always rushing to the end, myself included in that statement. And sometimes I got to ask myself, what the heck am I rushing to the end for? And what? I get to the end and then I wish that I had enjoyed the journey more. So this is just that consistent and constant reminder. Just take your time. This doesn't mean be a sloth and it doesn't mean be lazy, but let's all admit it. Life right now is on warp speed. I can't even believe that we are halfway through the year. I am in shock that we are halfway through. I'm like, where the heck did the year go? And if you guys are feeling that as well, hey man, take a cue, slow down, because I am absolutely trying to do the same thing. So as we close out here, I just want to leave you with a couple of additional reminders. The thing that you have been resisting may be exactly what you were made for. I see now so fully and so clearly that this thing that I couldn't even put language to is something that I've been doing anyways for so much of my life, 100% without any type of intention. Never have I ever had the idea to engage with this particular demographic in a very intentional way. It's just something that naturally has happened. I think that it's actually super fitting that I have 3 sons if I'm being really, really honest. And it was actually one of my sons who, if I think about it, he is actually the one who probably really got me started on this particular exploration. And it was during COVID. So it would have been 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And we were sitting in the kitchen and we were chatting. And he had said to me, he was trying to tell me about a podcast that he had just stumbled upon. And he was talking about this very topic. And long story short, I was dismissive even back then. I was like, nope, don't want to hear it. And he said, stone cold to me. He's like, you have 3 sons. You should care. And that softened me immediately because anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely adore my children. So the other reminder I want to leave you with is the divine is patient enough to ask you more than once. So if the thing keeps coming back, don't get frustrated. Just pause, relax, and be open to receiving. You have free will in everything that you do. So you don't have to do anything. It's just a nudge. You know, we're always asking for help and guidance. If you're asking for it, be open to actually receiving it. You do not have to know the how. Lose that word out of your vocabulary. The how will make itself apparent. You will know. You will have the full body, emphatic, you will know. It will be exciting. It will light you up. You will feel it. It will be electric. You won't even be able to deny it. And last but not least, you only have to open your arms and say, I'm ready to receive. And I do this often. When I am actually ready, I will say, okay, I'm ready now. Please send the thing that I have been resisting. And then pay attention. pay attention to songs, words, people, messages, commercials, all of it. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me today as I shared the thing I said I would never do. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.